Restoratives were administered, and during the first faint gleam of returning consciousness, he was prevailed upon to sign, ere he well knew what he was about, a full confession, in strict accordance with those of Gelly Duncan and Agnes Sampson. He was then remanded to his prison, from which, after 2 days, he managed, somehow or other, to escape. He was soon recaptured and brought before the Court of Justiciary, James himself being present. Fian now denied all the circumstances of the written confession which he had signed, whereupon the king, enraged at his stubborn wilfulness, ordered him once more to the torture. His fingernails were riven out with pincers, and long needles thrust up to the eye into the quick, but he did not wince. He was then consigned again to the boots, in which, to quote a pamphlet published at the time, he continued so long and abode so many blows in them that his legs were crushed and beaten together as small as might be, and the bones and flesh so bruised that the blood and marrow spouted forth in great abundance, whereby they were made unserviceable for ever. The astonishing confessions of all the persons implicated in these proceedings has often been remarked. It would appear that they actually endeavoured to cause the king's death by their spells and sorceries. Fian, who was acquainted with all the usual tricks of his profession, deceived them with pretended apparitions, so that many of them were really convinced that they had seen the devil. The sum of their confessions was to the following effect. Satan, who was of course a great foe of the reformed religion, was alarmed that King James should marry a Protestant princess. To avert the consequences to the realms of evil, he had determined to put an end to the king and his bride by raising a storm on their voyage home. Satan, first of all, sent a thick mist over the waters, in the hope that the king's vessel might be stranded on the coast amid the darkness. This failing, Dr. Fian, who from his superior scholarship was advanced to the dignity of the devil's secretary, was commanded to summon all the witches to meet their master, each one sailing on a sieve on the high seas. On All Hallowmas Eve,